Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
And welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us as we honor all the faithful departed. Today is All Souls Day, November the 2nd, 2023. And it begins now. The church has encouraged prayer for those who have passed from this life from the earliest times as an act of Christian charity. If we had no care for those who have passed, St. Augustine noted that we would not be in the habit of praying for them. Yet pre-Christian rites for the deceased retained such a strong hold on the superstitious imagination that liturgical commemoration was not observed until the early Middle Ages, when monastic communities began to mark an annual day of prayer for the departed members. In the middle of the 11th century, a saint, Adelio, he was abbot of Cluny in France. He decreed that all his monasteries offer special prayers and sing the office for those who have passed on November the 2nd, the day after the Feast of All Saints. The custom spread from Cluny and was finally adopted throughout the whole church. The theological underpinning of this feast is the acknowledgement of human frailty. Since few people achieve perfection in this life, but rather go to the grave still scarred with traces of sinfulness, some period of purification seems necessary before a soul comes face to face with God. And the Council of Trent affirmed this purgatory state and insisted that the prayers of the living can speed the process of purification. Superstition easily clung to the observance. Medieval popular belief held that the souls in purgatory could appear on this day in the form of witches, toads, or at the graveside. You know, so that's why food offerings were supposedly that would ease the rest of those who have passed. Observances of a more religious nature have survived. These include public processions or private visits to cemeteries, and decorating graves with flowers and lights. This feast is observed with great fervor in Mexico. Whether or not one should pray for those who have passed is one of the great arguments divide Christians. Appalled by the abuse of indulgences in the church of his day, Martin Luther rejected the concept of purgatory. Yet prayer for a loved one is, for the believer, a way of easing any distance, even death. If in prayer we stand in God's presence in the company of someone we love, even if that person has gone before us into death. And dear Lord, we entrust to you the souls of all our faithfully departed loved ones as the anniversary of death approaches. We offer our prayer to you. You have revealed it to us that you want all of us to one day join you in heaven for eternity. And this question about praying for the dead, well, it's one that the Bible reveals and shares. And so I'll have one present here that I'll just share right here, coming from St. Paul. Because St. Paul, it's noted, you go to 1 Timothy chapter 2, and I'll share that real quick right here. 1 Timothy chapter 2. Should be verse 16, if my memory is serving me correctly here. And so, well, maybe. My mind. Okay, no, it's actually, yeah, it is. It's 1 Timothy. Chapter 1, verse 16. So my memory's coming back to me. It says, may the Lord grant mercy to the household of once for us, for he often refreshed me. He was not ashamed of my chains. But when he arrived in Rome, he searched for me eagerly and found me. And may the Lord grant him to find mercy from the Lord on that day. And you well know all the service he rendered at Ephesus. So you have St. Paul, who is interceding for once and for us right here. And so, in the same way, the church today is remembering all those who have fallen asleep. And so, and we entrust them into your care, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for loving us. As we pray for our priests, it is so important that we do so today. Amen.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
Mother of Jesus Christ, and Mother of Priests, accept this title which we bestow on you to celebrate your motherhood and to contemplate with you the priesthood of your Son and of your sons, O Holy Mother of God, Mother of Christ, to the Messiah priest, you gave a body of flesh. Through the anointing of the Holy Spirit, for the salvation of the poor and the contrite of heart, guard priests in your heart and in the church, O Mother of the Savior. Mother of faith, you accompanied to the temple the Son of Man, the fulfillment of the promises given to the fathers. Give to the Father for his glory the priests of your Son, O Ark of the Covenant. Mother of the Church, with the apostles, with the disciples in the upper room, you prayed to the Spirit for the new people and their shepherds. Obtain for the order of presbyters a fullness of gifts, O Queen of the Apostles. Mother of Jesus Christ, you were with him at the beginning of his life and of his mission. You sought the Master among the crowd. You stood beside him when he was lifted up from the earth, consumed as the one eternal sacrifice. And you had John close by you, your son. Mary, woman of the Eucharist, mother and model of every priest, be close to these your sons today and throughout the years of their pastoral ministry. Apostle John, they too welcome you into their home. Lord Jesus, we your people pray to you for our priests. You have given them to us for our needs, and we pray for them in their needs. Let them see you face to face in the breaking of the Eucharistic bread. And when you have made a good confession, you have chained up the devil. And when you invoke the Blessed Virgin Mary, when you are tempted, she will come at once to your help, and Satan will leave you. Wow. The deeds you do today may be the only sermon persons will see and hear today. We must love our neighbor as being made in the image of God and as an object of his love. And joyous prayer, joyous strength, joyous love, and joy is a net by which we catch souls. And Lord, we pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy today around the world. We pray that your voice be heard in every land through your Holy Catholic Church, that our clergy will be strong in standing up for the deposit of faith most needed today. We pray for your Holy Church, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the sacraments. Thank you, Lord. So we encourage you to pray the rosary, to go to Mass, to offer the Mass for us to do God's will, and to be thankful, have a thankful heart to receive the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity. So go to confession and remain in the state of grace, the state of grace by which our Lord provides and gives us that means. So go. Jesus says, come, follow me. We have the means. And we pray for our families. We pray for holy marriages. We pray for good catechesis. Pray that husbands will take their place, and mothers and husbands will love each other and teach their children the importance of our Holy Catholic Church, that they will be brought up in the right way. So we pray for children.
Don't you know that we're all children? And it's all... It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility children. Soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. And Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us, just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son, and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church. Families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you, Lord, Saint Joseph, and ask that you take under your special protection the children God has given us through holy baptism. They became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession in obtaining for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, along with Saint Sebastian and Saint Nicholas and Saint Maria Goretti and Saint Daphna, and Saint Philomena, and Saint Gianna, and Saint Christopher, and Saint Michael the Archangel, and Saint Raphael the Archangel, and Saint Gabriel the Archangel, Saint Monica, and Saint Anthony, and all you holy men and women in the kingdom of heaven. Pray for us. Pray for us. As we remember All Souls Day today, we pray for those who are waiting to enter the kingdom of heaven. And so we thank you, Lord. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much. I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger by abortion. And Lord, we pray for the end of abortion. We respect life at all ages, because life comes from you, Lord. And now we enter into our Stand in the Gap segment.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents
Stand in the Gap.
Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
Yeah. And so, we pray for those who have recently passed, and this would include All Souls Day. Pray the Holy Rosary for those who have recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries, focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives. And by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change, but do not end. I pray in hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all those who've recently passed, known to you alone, in company with Christ, who died and now lives. May they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. In Revelation chapter 21, verse 4 states, he will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things have passed away. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them, and may they rest in peace. Amen. And may Almighty God bless us with his peace and strength. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, please hear this prayer for those who've recently passed and for all souls in purgatory, and provide these souls with your abundance of love as they enter your heavenly kingdom. Help the families and loved ones left behind to understand that you have a plan for everyone. Help them to find peace in their time of mourning and to know that no matter what, you are always with them through the pain that they may be experiencing. And we remember what's been happening in the Ukraine and in Israel and Palestine and Syria. Peace, Lord, and the end of terrorism. Lord, we pray for those souls who have recently passed. Please allow them to transition into your heavenly circle of hosts. Forgive any sins that they have weighing on their soul, and allow them to bask in the light of your grace and mercy so that they can live with you in paradise forever. Amen. And may the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. May they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. And may Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. May Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. And may Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. May Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock. And may he forgive all their sins and set them among those he has chosen. Amen. And Lord, we lift up the prodigals. Lord, you said you would leave the 99 to reach out after the ones who have gone astray. So we lift up to you, Lord, the prodigals. Thank you for loving them even more than we do, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. And we pray for our soldiers and veterans, police officers, our first responders, our EMTs, our nurses and doctors. And we pray for the members of our armed forces. Lord, give them courage, hope, and strength. And may they ever experience your firm support, gentle love, and compassionate healing. Be their power and protector, leading them from darkness to light. And we pray for the prisoner, Lord. We pray for all those resident in prison and their families. And may they be aware of your presence with them. And may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. Pray for those in hospitals, Lord, that the hospital setting would be a place of healing and hope for all there. And we pray for all those who need healing, Lord. And we pray for those, for the elderly. Lord, you've promised to carry us even in our old age. We pray for a spiritual strengthening for those who find their bodies are failing. We are spirit more than flesh. Lord, help our loved ones embrace this transition from flesh to spirit gracefully and with dignity. And the souls of purgatory, eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen.
This has been another edition of This has been another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate the saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Be sure to catch our other programs like Journey with Mary with John Carpenter, who examines apparitions of Our Lady from 40 A.D. to the present. Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Greg Thompson, who shares many Eucharistic miracles with a consecrated host, plus many other features right here on the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
Well, all this is possible because Jesus became the sacrificed Lamb of God. He is.
Have you ever heard Messiah has come? It says in his word to cleanse everyone. Atonement he made, iniquity bore, that we can find life with him evermore. The sacrifice lamb has been slain, his blood on the altar a stain, wipe away years and pain, to bring hope eternal. Salvation has come to the world, God's only Son to the world, Jesus the one. Prophet.
minutes of old speak much of Messiah. His death is foretold. The purpose is clear. Isaiah did say, was for an atonement to give us a way that leads not to death.
The sacrifice Lamb has been slain, His blood on the altar of stain. Wipe away guilt and pain to bring hope eternal. Salvation has come to the world, God's own Son to the world, Jesus the one. Yeshua is here. So brothers of mine, look not to yourself, for we are but one. We all need His help. We've broken the law, but He paid our debt, that we can find life by Yeshua's death. The sacrifice Lamb has been slain, His blood on the altar of stain, to wipe away guilt and pain, to bring hope eternal. So final atonement has come, and brought us new hope by God's Son. If you will believe in your heart, Yeshua, you'll know.
And Jesus is the sacrifice Lamb. And so He is our deliverer.
We'll be right back.
And we have great hope for those who have recently passed and for the souls that have gone before us. We have great hope for the souls in purgatory because Jesus, our deliverer, our redeemer, he lives.
Who taught the sun where to stand in the morning? And who told the ocean you can only come this far? And who showed the moon till evening, whose words alone can catch
And Our Lady of Fatima asks us to pray the rosary. Pray the rosary daily.
Oh, Blessed Mother, we pray to Thee. Thanks for the miracle of Your rosary. Only You can hold back Your whole Son's hand long enough for the whole world to understand. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Oh, Holy Mary, dear Mother of God, please pray for us sinners. Now and at the hour of our death, and thanks once again for the miracle of Your rosary.
Yes. And tomorrow's sneak peek, St. Martin de Porres. That is our sneak peek for tomorrow as we come back tomorrow. And you've been listening and praying for deeper truth. This is Stand in the Gap with us as we honor all the faithful departed. So y'all have a blessed day. May the Lord's grace and shine upon you all today. Good day. As we close, in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen and amen. Good night.